Now the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, shall call his name Jesus. Now this is very plain language, don't you think? I think it's very plain. No way of misinterpreting it. He shall be great, and shall be called a son of the highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. You see, all of this is quite literal. These folk who've denied the virgin birth also do not think he's going to sit on the throne of his father David. But apparently, it was understood that everything here was literal. The virgin's womb was literal, and the throne of David is literal. He shall reign over the house of Jacob, and that's literal, forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And that kingdom is a reality. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And you know, she was the first one that questioned the virgin birth. She said, How can it be? And it's still a good question, by the way. And the answer is given by Dr. Luke here, and he's quoting the angel Gabriel. Verse 35, And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. You see, no man had anything to do with the birth of Jesus. Therefore, also that holy thing. Let's understand that. That holy thing. Now, back in the book of Leviticus, we saw that the birth of a child caused a woman to be unclean. Why? Well, because she'd brought a sinner into the world. But now, Dr. Luke makes it clear here, quoting the angel says, that's not a sinner you're bringing into the world. And this is the only way that you could get that holy thing into the world, my friend. David said, In sin did my mother conceive me. Well, not Mary. This is different, you see. This is the virgin birth. Now, you can deny the virgin birth if you want to. If you're an unbeliever, I expect you to. And don't you write and tell me that you believe the virgin birth and deny the Bible. My friend, you would upset me terribly if you made a statement like that. I know you don't believe the virgin birth if you're not a Christian. But don't come along and tell me now that the Bible doesn't teach the virgin birth. You just haven't met Dr. Luke, I'm afraid. Now, will you notice? That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And you know why he's going to be called the Son of God? Because he is the Son of God. Now, remember that Dr. Luke puts an emphasis here that is the scientific approach. He states that he examined Jesus of Nazareth, and his findings are that Jesus is God. Now, he came to the same conclusion as John did, but his procedure and his technique were different, you see. My, how marvelous and how wonderful this gospel is.